As officials look for ways to stem the opioid epidemic, a lot of effort has been put into limiting narcotic prescriptions. But new research suggests underlying social issues can lead to overdose deaths.
Declining household income was the biggest driver of opioid deaths, but another substantial driver was prison and jail incarceration.
Steph Whiteside of Side Effects Public Media has more.
Nicholas Vincent is in prison in Southern Illinois for second-degree murder. He was 19 when he shot his victim. Vincent says back then, he didn't think about life beyond alcohol, prescription pills, and crime.
I was just in a blur, you know, popping prescription pills, and I don't know, I was just blinded, like I didn't care about anything but partying and being in the streets, and was never concerned about my future.
Now Vincent is preparing for life after prison. He's scheduled for release in January, but his background means that he's at risk for a deadly overdose. Mona Miller works at Centerstone, a behavioral health service provider. She says it's not uncommon for people to get off drugs while in prison because they have less access, but they may start using again when they get out.
Just because they may have had reduced access to drugs doesn't mean they're not still dealing with the addiction to them. And so when they come out, research has shown the first 2 weeks is there's a high overdose percentage within those first 2 weeks.
Angie Isaacs is a counselor with the Murfreesboro Reentry Center, where Vincent is incarcerated. The facility is one of four in the state with intensive training to prepare prisoners for life after release. She says losing the structure of prison can be a struggle for many people.
Because oftentimes, you know, if a guy goes out and he has nothing to do, well, when you have nothing to do, sometimes bad things happen.
People may also try to use the same amount of drugs they did before they went to prison, but they may not realize their tolerance has decreased. That can lead to accidental overdose. Dr. Lawrence King is a University of Massachusetts professor who has studied the connection between opioid deaths, incarceration, and economic decline. He says a lot of the attention is focused on other things, like suing drug companies for their role in the opioid crisis.
But that's only the supply of the drugs. It doesn't explain why people are doing them, you know, and that's kind of society. The opioid epidemic is really has social causes. It's not just exposure to opioids.
That doesn't mean letting drug companies off the hook, he says. But King thinks America also needs to address the social issues that lead to drug use. Miller notes that stress and trauma increase the odds of substance abuse.
Long-term poverty and lack of opportunities are quite stressful for people. And, you know, at times people develop negative coping skills, but it's survival skills. And so they do what they need to do to survive.
King says revitalizing the economy is one aspect to tackling the opioid crisis. That means not just jobs, but specific kinds of jobs.
Good wages, good benefits, and stability. Good union jobs. Those are the kind of jobs you want. You don't want crappy jobs without unions, for very low wages, without good benefits.
King also supports using prisons to help people get treatment for substance abuse disorders to reduce the risk they'll relapse when released. More than half of state prisoners meet the criteria for a drug use disorder, but most don't receive treatment while incarcerated. As Vincent's release nears, he's been taking classes on substance abuse and getting job training at the Murfreesboro Center. He's worried about his safety when he gets out, but it's not his biggest fear.
Honestly, I don't want to fail. That's what scares me the most about getting out. I don't want to fail. I don't want to screw up and have to come back here, you know. And I think for me, my only downfall would be if I drink that bottle again. That would be my number one ticket back to prison, you know.
Steph Whiteside for Side Effects Public Media.